We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, October 16th. The last couple of weeks have been tough on the CU football team with back-to-back losses, including last Friday's 45-3 loss at Oregon. However, with the Washington State Cougars on tap this weekend at Pullman, head coach Mel Tucker's not giving an inch.
We stay the course and make changes along the way. And there's a way to do that, you know. And so our structure and our foundation, the way we put this thing together, and how we coach our players, you know, allows us to stay the course because it's not a different message every day. You know, it's not a different theme every day or a different week. It's not different. You know, it's a consistent message about, you know, how to get the job done and what we need to do to get the job done. Now, we're not always able to do it and execute it, but we know what it is, and so then we can coach to that. How do we get them to that point? You know, this is what we need to do. We know we need to do it. We need to play mistake-free football, okay? So, and that's very important. We need to win the turnover margin. You know, we need to do those things. We need to be able to run the ball. We need to eliminate the explosives. They already know that, and we already talk about it, and we drill it. So when it doesn't happen, then we have to say, okay, how can we fix it and get it back on track? How do we get it there? And so that's where sometimes you have to make adjustments and some changes, and maybe you have to give them the overall message maybe in a different way.
If the Buffaloes are going to bounce back versus Wazoo, they'll need senior quarterback Steven Montez to be at his best versus the Ducks. The fifth-year senior threw 4 interceptions after recording only 2 in the previous 5 games. Tucker was asked on Tuesday if he's concerned by Montez's performance versus Oregon.
He's a good player, you know, and we have some good players around him. We have to all execute better. You know, and, you know, he's no different than anyone else. If he's got to, you know, whatever his mistakes he's made, he's got to clean them up, and he's going to do that. And so if he wasn't deliberate about getting better, or if he didn't care, then I would be concerned. But he's far from that.
Even after losing the turnover battle 4-0 against Oregon, the Buffs still have more defensive takeaways, 12, than turnovers, 8 this year. Washington State, meanwhile, has 10 turnovers and 10 takeaways, but The Wazoo defense hasn't created a turnover in the last two games and just one interception in the last three. For more on the Buffs' preparation for the Cougars, check out Neil Welk's coverage at CUBuffs.com. So this weekend, the Buffaloes travel to Pullman, Washington to battle the Washington State Cougars, who have dropped three games in a row as they return home. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network begins at 3 p.m. Mountain Time with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show. Then Coach Gary Barnett, Buffs' great Jeff Campbell, and I will have the kickoff at 5. Game will also be carried in Denver on 850 KOA. Also, we're back to Thursday this week for Buffs Prime Time with head coach Mel Tucker. We go live to tape from 12:30 to 1:30 over the lunch hour at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. We'll also be joined by tight ends coach Al Papunu and tight end Bo Bicherat. The show will air Thursday night on the Colorado Football Network and in Denver on 850 KOA. The Colorado women's volleyball team faces arguably the toughest weekend of the season on Friday and Sunday when the team heads to the Bay Area to take on number two ranked Stanford and number 15 Cal. The Buffaloes take on the defending national champions in Stanford Friday evening at 9 o'clock. CU then goes to Berkeley Sunday at 1 p.m. The CU soccer team plays just one match at home this week, Colorado taking on Arizona State Saturday at 1 at Prentice Field. I'm voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.